As I told you that I come from the remote village in the western Nepal, which is 25 kilometers west of Pokhara, and then climb up something like half an hour. And I studied my school back in the village, you know, which was very nice, walking all the way up in the mountain, go down to the river, climb up in the mountain, every day walking 4 hours, you know, to go back and forth school, you know, which was very good days, you know. Yeah. I complete my school from the village and I came to Pokhara for my study, and I did my graduation from Pokhara. And then when I was in Pokhara, my background was sports, you know. I used to play basketball and handball, and I was very much interested in sports, you know. And then I came to Kathmandu for my master's degree. At the same time, I wanted to find a job in Kathmandu, because I had to find job anyway in Kathmandu, to live here in Kathmandu. So I joined my master's degree. At the same time, I tried to find a job. It was very difficult to find a job. I have no one that I know here in Kathmandu, you know. I rent a small room. We stay, one of my friend and myself, we share the room. We used to cook the food by ourselves, you know. And I was trying to find a job, very difficult. And in some way, I happened to be getting a training, tour guide, cultural tour guide training, you know. And then I did the training for 2.5-3 months, you know. And even after that, I didn't get a job, you know. Then I was more interested in sports. Then I found a chance to do a track leader trainings for about 3 months. Then I had to do a training for climbing, mountain climbing, and I did that course. And after that, I didn't get a job. So some of our friend and myself, we went to the Ministry of Tourism. We have no job. We have done so much of training. We have studied well, you know. And what can you do for us, you know? Mm-hmm. And at the same time, the government decided to give us a chance to be a liaison officers, you know. Actually, there were some traditional liaison officers, government officers. They were not going to the base camp, you know. And what we propose to the government is, we are a well-educated person, and we climb, we have a climbing training, you know. We have climbed the mountains, you know. We have a certificate of mountain climbing, you know, from Nepal Mountaineering Association. We want, you know, let us give us a chance. We will maintain the spirit of the liaison officers, you know. And the government let us a chance to be a liaison officers. And finally, I also got a chance to be a liaison officer with the Russian Everest Expedition Team in 1992 spring season. Actually, the trekking company and the Russian, they wanted me to stay here in Kathmandu. They were happy. They don't wanted me to go up in the mountain with them, you know. But I was not that kind of liaison officers, you know. I wanted to be with the team, go up in the mountain, stay there full time, and show them a truly example of liaison officers, you know. And I had to do a lot of convince, you know. Finally, you know, okay, let's, they let me to be with them. And you know, the Lukla flight, always cancelled, you know. And my group's flight was first flight, mine was second flight. The first flight flew, second flight cancelled. The flight was cancelled for 3-4 days, and they already up in the mountain. I was 3-4 days late, you know. Finally, I flew to Lukla, and then think what to do. My group is already in the mountain, and I was, I'm supposed to be with the group, you know. And as a liaison officers, you know, it was my learning time as well. And then what I did is, I meet a Sherpa called Kaji Sherpa. Kaji Sherpa was a cook with the group. And I meet Kaji in Lukla. And Kaji told me that I should go slowly, slowly. I will get sick, you know. And I said, Kaji, no, I'm not getting sick. I'm a strong man. I have already done climbing. I have climbed something like a 600 meter peaks, you know.
Yeah.
And I will not get sick, I will walk with you, you know. And he tried to convince me, but I was kind of, you know, I was something like 25, 26.
Yeah.
Actually, then Kaji and I walked together, you know.
Yeah.
And we had never stopped. We walk and walk. I walked to base camp in 5 days, you know. And when I was in Gorakhpur, I was started getting tired, you know. Kaji Sherpa went earlier, and I took some rest in the morning, and I just said, I will come catch you at base camp. I will come up slowly, I said Kaji. I was a bit tired, and you know, and I started to walk slowly from Gorakhpur to Everest base camp. That part is the most difficult part, to reach Everest base camp, Gorakhpur to Everest base camp, where you have to walk through the Khumbu icefall. glacier, you know. Yeah, from Gorakhpur to base camp, about 3 hours walk, it's glacier, you know. So little ups and downs, rocks, you know, it's a difficult walk, you know, for someone who is tired, you know.
Yeah.
And even at that time, I was not that much aware of altitude sickness. I was thinking, I'm a young man, I have done climbing, my background is sports, you know.
Yeah.
I will just go at base camp, no problem. I walked slowly, slowly, I was tired. At the same time, there was a snowfall, you know. And walking alone, the snowfall started getting bigger, you know. And I was confused, what to do? There is no trail, you know. I didn't see people around here, what to do? I was more scared, you know. And a little bit further, I saw one yak carrying something for base camp. What I decided is I should catch this yak, who knows the trail, and follow Everest base camp, you know. Actually, I tried to run. I was even more tired, you know. Finally, I got to base camp in 5 days. When I got to base camp, there was a tent ready for a liaison officer. They offered me a cup of tea. I said, no, I'm not drinking tea. I want my tent. I'm tired. I want to sleep, you know. And they saw me a tent, you know. It was rocks up and downs, you know. And anyway, I just went inside the tent. I was very tired. I tried to sleep, you know. And actually, I could not sleep well. I was suffocating. What to do? And it was getting darker evening, you know. And Kaji and Kaluman, they were two, one Sardar, one cook. They invited me for dinner. I said, no, I'm not eating dinner. I am tired. Let me take a rest. And Kalu and Kajiman said, I think you are sick. I said, no, I'm not sick, you know. But I didn't want to eat, I didn't want to drink, you know. They forced me to drink a bowl of soups. I said, no, I'm not drinking bowl of soup. I'm tired, I just want to take rest, you know. And by the time I got short of breath, like this, you know. And I found very difficult to get breath. And I thought, I didn't know much about altitude sickness. I thought I locked the tent and difficult to get breath. I opened the zipper. It was windy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get breath, still difficult, you know.
Yeah.
I was inside the tent, you know, what to do. And initially, I don't wanted to tell Kaji and Kaluman that I'm sick, you know. I wanted to hide, you know. I wanted to show them I'm a strong man, you know. But finally, I got very, very tired and difficult breath. There was no way, you know, very difficult to get breath. It was getting dark and dark. And finally, I think I'm very sick, you know. And I got up, you know. I went to knock the tent of Kaji and Kaluman. And very tired. Even very difficult to walk from here to that place. And I knocked the tent and I said, I think I'm sick, Kaluman and Kaji. And they were telling me, blaming me, you are not eating, you are not drinking, so that you are sick. Last night we invite you for dinner to drink soup, you know, you didn't have anything, you know. And anyway, there was no other option. And with the Russian group, I could not speak Russian and they could not speak English with the group, you know. And nowadays, there is Everest ER, but at that time, 1992, and they used to have some individual doctor, you know, and the Russian language problem, so that my team Sardar and cook, they brought me to a British camp, you know.
Uh-huh.
we knocked the British doctor. And British doctor got up and just and we explained what happened to me, you know. And it was actually altitude sickness. I was suffering from I was getting severe, you know. And the British doctor said, he gave me some medicine. I don't know what was the medicine. And I had that medicine. And he advised me to go down. It was already midnight, 12 o'clock at midnight. But it looks pretty like a sunny day because of the moon, full moon day. It was a full moon day. The mountains are glittering, you know, shining, you know, and the trail was so clear, you know. And I decided I was there was no other option. I had to walk down. Otherwise, I was feeling very difficult. I was even not able to hold myself, you know. I had to hire some help. So Kaluman again was agreed to brought me down, you know. We started to walk down. We started to walk down from base camp 2 o'clock at midnight. And we're walking down. By the time I was very tired and I was holding the shoulder of Kaji and walking down. I was half conscious, I was not unconscious, but you know, I was feeling very difficult to hold myself, you know, and very started to bad headache. On the way down, what I was thinking is, in case if I'm collapse on the way, I will collapse. In case if I'm able to walk up to Feriche, there are doctors where they will save my life. I have that notion. And I was only thinking in my mind, there is a doctors at Feriche. I'm sure I will be able to walk down up to Feriche. I have that energy. I was thinking that way, you know. And I was walking down and down. And by next morning, I came to Dugla, where there was a little bit of sunshine in the morning. And I just wanted to have a cup of tea at least, you know. I just wanted to take rest, you know. I was thinking that Feriche is getting closer, you know, and I'm closer with the doctor. I was not having meal for the further day and no dinner. At least I wanted to have a cup of tea, you know. I just stay in a stone platform at Dugla, and I said, Kaluman, I just want to drink a cup of tea, you know. And Kaluman said, hey, it's good, you want to drink a tea, you know. And he brought me a tea. And I had a cup of tea, it was just sunshine, you know. I had a little bit of hope that I will survive, you know. And finally, I went to Feriche. I see the doctor at Feriche. And they were so surprised, you know. I was suffering from both hip and his. If I didn't come back at the night, 12 o'clock at midnight, I would have been died. I made a good decision. I walked down on time, even if it is at 2 o'clock at midnight, you know. And I was suffering from hip and his. And doctor put me into a gamma bag, you know, and they gave me some medicines, you know. I got a little bit better, and doctor advised me to go down to Kathmandu. Because this is a rules that if you are suffering from haze and haze, you have to go back to Kathmandu. Don't stay there mountain, don't go up again. I said, no, I am here with in a mission. I am a liaison officer. I have to stay here for 2.5 months, you know, 2 months, you know. I have to show the real spirit of liaison officers. And maybe next time I get a chance to be a liaison officer, you know. No, I have never. I don't go. You give me some medicine. I will get better and I will go back to base camp again. I said the doctor like this, and doctor, and I stayed that day, and I got a little bit better, you know. And next day also, I stayed there. I listened to the lecture of altitude sickness. I didn't know what is altitude sickness, you know. And I stayed there for 3 days at Feriche. I thought I'm completely better. And from that day, I have never made a mistake to make a rapid ascent, you know. And after 3 days, and actually doctor wanted to me to go back, but I decided to go up, but not like the first time I went, you know. And I went up slowly. I tried to listen to my body. I went to Dugla, I think I'm fine. I went to Lobuche, I'm fine. I have no headache, I'm not tired, you know. I'm okay. I stay there in Lobuche for 2 more days, you know, and then went to Gorakhpur. I think I'm fine. And finally, I went to base camp and I stayed there for 45 days.